Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It's just outrageous that every day in our country, in the United States of America, parents have to send their children to school worried about whether or not their child will come home alive.
Vice President Kamala Harris went off script at a rally in New Hampshire Wednesday to condemn gun violence. A shooting at a high school in Winter, Georgia, left two students and two teachers dead. Georgia Republican Congressman Mike Collins represents Winter. He's now facing criticism for a two-year-old video where he fires an assault rifle and pledges to support former President Donald Trump.
Georgians are sick and tired of weak-kneed, spineless politicians who won't fight for Trump, get to the bottom of 2020, and fix our election. Well, if they won't do it, Mike Collins will.
The White House is renewing calls for an assault weapons ban and universal background checks. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says it's not normal for children to live in fear of school shootings. Meanwhile, the former president has, for the first time, admitted that he actually lost the last election. On a Russian-American computer scientist podcast, Trump described the vote totals as much closer than they actually were.
I was told if I got 63 million, which is what I got the first time, you would win. You can't not win. And I got millions of more votes than that and lost by a whisker.
Former Wyoming Congresswoman and outspoken Trump critic Liz Cheney says she's going to vote for Harris.
Because of the danger that Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris.
A new ABC Ipsos poll shows a strong majority of Americans are prepared to accept the election results, regardless of who wins. That includes more than 9 out of 10 Harris supporters and more than 3/4 of those backing Trump. The Department of Justice is accusing two employees of the Russian state media company RT of funneling millions through a Tennessee company to push videos on social media platforms. At a Wednesday meeting of the Election Threats Task Force, Attorney General Merrick Garland gave more details on Russia's latest attempts to interfere with U.S. elections.
The Justice Department is seizing 32 internet domains that the Russian government and the Russian-sponsored actors have used to engage in a covert campaign to interfere and influence the outcome of our country's elections.
Garland says the Kremlin still wants Trump to win and hopes to weaken support for Ukraine. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is doubling down on his ceasefire negotiation demand that Israel keep control of the Philadelphia Corridor, a strip of land between Gaza and Egypt. Netanyahu is being blamed for failing to reach a deal in time to bring home 6 hostages before they were killed by Hamas. In contrast with his hardline stance, Netanyahu asked the families of the dead for forgiveness.
I don't stand in judgment of these tormented souls because they're undergoing an agony that is hard to fathom.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.